In June, GTAC submitted a plan to begin bulk sampling, but the Department of Natural Resources told the company that they needed more information on things like blasting, air emissions, site access, and wetlands impacts. This week, they got GTAC's reply. DNR hydrogeologist Larry Lynch says they'll take a day or so to determine if they have all the information they need and then respond to GTAC in a week. He says this is a new process from the controversial iron ore law passed by the legislature this year.
This is kind of the way we had it envisioned, that, you know, they would submit something, we would request additional information. Then it'll be a back and forth. Eventually you reach a point where we say we have enough information to take the next step in the process.
Lynch says GTAC is proposing an alternative to using explosives.
Simply recover the material that had been blasted previously by U.S. Steel and use that material for their milling studies. However, they did keep the door open that if there wasn't enough material at the bulk sampling sites, they would still blast.
This is just the start of a process that will take at least 2 months, including holding a public hearing in August or September in the mining area before they could begin bulk sampling. Lynch says the earliest GTAC would be able to begin is October and perhaps later. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.